In this episode, we're going to cover the third and final secret to building your own expert business, and that is how to skip the cost, time, and learning curve and build your own expert business in as little as 8 weeks. I've spent the last 2 years researching and interviewing some of the most successful online entrepreneurs in the world as they built their own expert businesses. Now I'm building an agency to help skilled professionals like you and me do the same, build a business around our expertise that delivers wealth, impact, and legacy. The real question is this: how can we build 6, 7, or even 8-figure expert businesses while still employed, without spending all our money or becoming a stranger to our families? This show is here to give you the answers. Join me on this journey and learn how to start, succeed, and scale your own expert business. My name is Dave Zimbicki. Welcome to the Build Your Expert Business Show. All right, welcome everybody. Today we're going to talk about the third secret to building your own expert business. In previous episodes, we talked about how knowledge or expertise can be used to build an expert business. We also talked about how your knowledge or expertise as it exists today may already qualify you as an expert able to build an expert business. And today we're going to talk about how to skip the learning curve and rapidly build your own expert business in as little as 8 weeks in some cases. So most people think that it costs, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars, takes dozens of people, lots of complex tools and technology in order to be able to build a business like we're talking about, something that's capable of generating that 6 or 7 figures or even more. But what I found out is when I started building my own expert business, I was just like everybody else. I fell into what I call shiny object syndrome, right? So I would look at the thinking that I needed to learn all of these different tools and technologies, learn all these things about marketing and advertising and email and, you know, tools and all these different things. I felt like in order to build my business, I had to first go learn all of these things and then figure out how to implement them and then slowly just start setting up all of these different things that you need for an expert business. The problem with that is that takes months, years, tens or even hundreds of thousands of dollars to do. So what happens is a lot of people think, okay, well, I need to go out and buy courses on all of these different things. So if I want to build a blog, I need to go buy a course on blogging and learn how to do that and learn WordPress and all this technology. Then if I want to do a podcast, I've got to go out and buy a course on that and learn all the tools and microphones and mixers and recorders and all this stuff that's related to podcasting. And then if you think, oh, okay, well, now I need to build a business plan, go out and buy a course on that, build my products, buy courses on that, learn Facebook advertising, courses on that. Every time you buy those courses, you're stacking up dozens and hundreds and thousands of hours worth of learning that you have to do. You're putting that in front of any potential progress that you might make. Now, I did that myself, obviously, with the background that I've told you about in previous episodes, high-end corporate consulting and high-end technology consulting and so forth. In those realms, yeah, you do need to learn and be able to execute and be an expert on day one and be able to deliver flawless results. But when we're talking about building an expert business, the worst thing you can do is spend all of that money and all of that time going to all of these different gurus, all of these different courses, and wasting that year or two learning curve to learn all of these things. So for me personally, that cost me, you know, tens of thousands of dollars and 2 years of wasted time, you know, doing all the things that I just mentioned. So that was a big mistake. And that's something that really evolved the way that I look at building expert businesses. And then when I researched and interviewed all the successful expert business owners that I've talked to you about in previous episodes, I realized there was a big difference between the way I was doing it and the way the people that were successful were doing it. And that is they weren't learning how to do all of these things. They were learning who could do all of these things for them, utilizing outsourcing, freelancers, contractors, agencies, service providers, and so forth. Okay. So one of the things that we're going to talk about and one of the things that I teach in how to build an expert business is how to not do all of these things yourself, how to do that effective outsourcing and basically finding out who can do the work for you instead of wasting all that time and money learning how to do it yourself. So once I discovered that, you know, it was not the right path to take 20, 30, 40 different courses and learn all of this stuff, I thought, well, hey, maybe there's a business opportunity there because I do really like learning these technologies, the different tools and different processes. So I like consuming that information and then distilling that down into just the core things that you need to do. So my next crack at my own expert business was to say, well, maybe I'll be the tool and technology guy in the online business space, right? So today, a lot of people focus on one tool. They'll teach you how to do lead pages or somebody else will teach you how to to do Kajabi or ActiveCampaign or all these other different tools out there that you may or may not have heard of. But there's almost nobody out there that looks at the end-to-end picture of what you need to do with an online business and all that different tools and technology and how to make all that stuff work together. So given my background in high-end tech consulting, I thought, well, that's a great niche that I could get into and I could really, you know, dominate that space. I could be the one that teaches people how to put all these things together, maybe build some courses that tie everything together and so forth. So I went down the path of actually becoming part of the problem, right? I was thinking about building courses and again, maybe just inundating people with information. And so, you know, I dug into it. I started learning all these things, purchasing all these tools, integrating them all together and building them. But I ran into the same problems that I talked about before in my first attempt. There wasn't enough time in the day for me to do all of these things myself, from learning the tools, creating the videos, writing the how-tos and the blogs and all that kind of stuff. I ran into the same problem that almost anybody who tries to build their own expert business runs into. There's just too much to do to be successful for one person, especially if they're still employed, like most of us would be when we're building our own expert businesses. So right around this time, I was actually going to a conference with about 3,000 other people interested in building their own online businesses. And so, you know, I went to this conference. I spent a lot of time networking with people, talking basically with people at the same stage as me, thinking about online businesses, thinking about expert businesses and building something around their personal brand or around their skills or their expertise. And I thought, okay, well, this is great. I've got 3,000 people around me who are my target market. They're peers. They're trying to do some of the same things I'm doing. And then my offer, my courses and my membership were going to be to teach them how to do that in a more efficient way. But a funny thing happened. As I actually started talking to my potential target market, there was almost universal feedback that the concept was interesting, but that they did not have time to learn how to do all of these things. They didn't want to learn the technology. Okay, so kind of funny for me being from the technology background, and I'm a geek that loves to learn new technology and put it to good use, but that's not normal for people, right? Most people don't want to be learning technology. They just want the outcomes. They want the benefits of whatever the tool is supposed to do for them or the acceleration that'll provide them to their results. So the feedback was nice area to be focusing on, but wrong solution. Don't give us more courses that we need to go learn these things. Don't give us more memberships. Almost to a person, the feedback I got back was, well, gee, if I could wish for anything, it would be just for somebody to do all of this stuff for me. So that's when I had one of these, you know, oh crap moments. I was spending months and dozens of hours a week building the wrong thing. You know, I was building something that my target market really wasn't going to be interested in or not likely to purchase, at least not at the volumes I would need to make it worthwhile. So I was basically had put myself on the path to be just like all the others out there, the gurus that were going to sell you a $2,000 course. And as soon as you sign up for it and the credit card payment goes through, they just throw a bunch of videos at you and then say, nice, see you later. Maybe I'll talk to you in the Facebook group once or twice a month and then I'm out of here, right? And on to the next thing. So I definitely didn't want to do that. The whole reason for me getting into this space is to truly help other people reach their goals and their potential. So that was kind of another one of those oh crap moments. I'm building the wrong thing. Maybe I got the right market, but I definitely have the wrong solution. So I had to take a step back and really think about that feedback. And when I did, I started to see a huge potential opportunity there that was very exciting. So what I did is I went back and I looked at case studies. I looked at some of the people that I've interviewed, a lot of the people that I've been researching over the last 2 years. And I zoomed in on the people that saw success very rapidly. And when I say that, I mean like within 6 months, maybe they're making 5-6 figures or they're on the path of growth to be able to get to a six-figure year in their first 6 to 12 months of business. And so what I was looking for was what are the patterns that I can reverse engineer there to help people and to build, you know, maybe a new solution or a new approach around. And what I found was the people that were successful fast were the ones that really very quickly came up with a sales message, came up with a concept that they could talk to their target market about. Then once they collected some of that information, they started to build an offer that was useful to that target market. And then even before they built a product or a solution or a course or whatever their output was going to be, what they did was they started pre-selling that concept to their audience. Now, they weren't basically saying, hey, this thing is done, even though it wasn't, and trying to sell and make some money. What they were trying to do was get past that initial feedback stage to people actually pulling out their wallet and then buying whatever product or service that they were positioning. So the people that eventually went on to a lot of success, as quickly as possible, put together those sales messages, that offer, and then the supporting, you know, funnels and things like that that you need to sell something to somebody. And they did that first. And so So what I found really interesting about that was the exact opposite of almost all of the courses that I took from all of the gurus out there. A lot of them who will say, like, you need to go blog for a year or 2 years or three and just give away all of this free content and just blog and podcasts and social media and churn out all this stuff for years to build up an audience before it's time to sell them something. And so where I saw the success pattern was in doing the exact opposite, which is getting your products or services out there fast and having the audience build around your products instead of trying to build this huge audience where maybe 1% at best were ever actually going to buy something from you. Okay. Because what I found, and this is what I experienced personally, is that, you know, that content building and that audience building, that is a lot of hard work that does take a long amount of time. And if you're doing that for an audience that is never going to buy what you're going to sell, or you have that mismatch of, you know, where you're creating content, but your audience, you know, just listens and never takes action, you can waste all of your time, all of your money, and all of your energy doing that and never be successful. So in that path where they tell you, oh, do this free content, blog for a year, and so on, most people burn out before they ever even have a chance for success because they have nothing in market at the time that they're doing all of that content. So, you know, looking at those patterns, looking at all the other stuff that I've, you know, had experienced and all that research that I did, I stepped back and said, okay, well, what is the success pattern that people do in order to go from zero to their own expert business as quickly as possible? And as I was doing that, that message was still there in the back of my mind from all those people that I talked to at the conference that said, don't teach us how to do it. We want somebody to do it for us. And that's when the light bulb started going off in my mind. What if I could create a combined model, something that was like a course that has structure, that has a step-by-step process, but combine that with what's called the agency model, where I would create a team of people like tech guys and designers and project managers and editors and so forth in order to be able to delegate all of this work out. So I needed to do that for my own business, right? I need to have a team. I just can't do it myself. But I thought, well, what if I combined a program with shared access to my team? That would probably answer all of those desires that I heard people talk about at that conference. A team of people to do it for them without that person having to hire an entire team themselves. Because most of us that are just trying to start our own expert business and we haven't hit those six figures yet, we don't have the revenue to go out and pay 10 people, you know, $50,000 a year to build up the team that you need. So the concept that was born in my mind was, how about a shared team that multiple customers of mine would have access to, but following a very structured path so that it's not custom, this, that, and the other thing all over the place, but it's taking that proven success pattern that we reverse engineered from successful, you know, 6, 7, and 8 figure business owners, turning that into a system and then putting a team behind that system to go execute a lot of that work for my potential customers. So the more I started thinking about that, the more excited I got, because it really is a win-win scenario. Me help a lot of people truly be successful. Not just give them a lot of information and then hope that maybe 1% of those people are successful, like is what happens with most online courses, but really give everybody the tools that they need to be able to be successful much more rapidly than they would otherwise be able to do themselves. So the more and more I thought about that, the more and more excited I got about that potential offer. And that's when this concept of the expert business agency was born. So that's what I call the eureka moment. That's when I decided and said to myself, well, what if I took all of the tools and technology and processes and automation that I was building in my own business and packaged those up as services? What if I took the team that I was building of assistants, project managers, designers, editors, and associated contractors and services and packaged all that up and delivered that as a service? What if I built an expert business in a box, you know, a rapid program that will take somebody from zero all the way up to a fully functioning expert business as quickly as possible? What if I could eliminate that 2 year and tens or hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of learning curve that most of us go through before we ever even have a chance of successful? If I could get people up and running in 8 weeks with all of the basics, the website, the funnels, helping them productize their services, helping them set up social media the right way, starting what I call the content engine, where you basically create some video or some audio each week and that then gets turned into dozens and dozens of different pieces of content to get people exposed to your materials. What if I hired people that are experts in Facebook ads and other forms of advertising and offered that up to my potential customers? What if I help them automate their business and build their own team? All of those are essential steps of building an expert business And almost all of us get bogged down at one of those steps because we don't have the right skills or expertise for those particular things. We may be an expert in, you know, technology, but not in marketing. We may be an expert in fitness, but nothing related to online businesses. We all run out of expertise at a certain point, no matter how broad our background is. So by having that shared team, that would ensure that nobody in that process hits a roadblock because they're basically just moving from step to step. And at each step, there's an expert there to help them along the way. So again, the more and more I thought about that business model and what that could look like, the more it became a win-win scenario. And it finally had everything click in my mind on how I could be successful in helping people while at the same time building up my own expert business like what I'm teaching you here. So in the end, the idea and the concept of the expert business agency was born. Really the first done-for-you business or agency for helping you build your own expert business. Now, to get that thing launched, I've been doing work with early clients and early people and so forth, and the results have been really interesting because it is helping people get from wherever they are to wherever they want to be quite a bit faster. So in the end, the key to success is finding the right mentor, coach, or program and associated set of services. One that'll take off of your back all of the work required to get your expert business up and running so that you can focus from day one on productizing your expertise, building the products and services that are going to serve your market and provide value to them that becomes the fuel for your business. Again, the products and services are really where you should be focusing most of your time, along with creating the content or creating the material that is going to draw in your target market and let them know that you have the solutions to their particular problems. That's one of the reasons why a lot of attempts at expert businesses fail is because the person with the expertise is spending too much of their time trying to figure out the tech or trying to learn marketing or all these other different things and not focusing on their products and on their content. So again, the model that we've landed on here is finding the right partner, the right service provider, the right agency that's going to be able to take that work off of your back to let you focus on the things that you should be focused on as the founder, as the CEO, as the expert in your own expert business. So you're probably thinking to yourself, yeah, that sounds all well and good, but how can I outsource all of these different things if I don't even know what I have to do to build the business? And that's why, like I said, our solution is a combination of a structured program that takes you from step one all the way through to step nine for building your expert business while providing the services along the way. So the whole point is you don't have to know the entirety of how to build an expert business before you get started. That's one of the critical mistakes that I made. Just because of the way my mind works, I like to see the whole big picture. I like to see everything end to end and see how all the puzzle pieces fit together before I start taking action. That is a huge, huge mistake. Okay. Like I said, 2 years of wasted effort, tens of thousands of dollars spent, you know, with no return, all because of that flaw in my approach. So you don't have to know everything at this point. We lay out for you what that roadmap is going to look like. In a future episode, we're going to cover the exact 9 steps for how to build your own expert business. But again, you don't need to know all 9 and be an expert in all 9. In order to start on step one. That's one of the most key lessons I think that I could possibly give you at this point. And then you might also be thinking, well, geez, I don't know if my expertise can generate revenue, right? Or I don't know if I'll be able to find customers or how to build products and services for them. So as we talked about in a previous episode, your current expertise may already be enough to build an expert business around. Again, if you're a skilled professional, if you are a designer, if you're a lawyer, if you're a doctor, if you're a consultant, right? If you have more knowledge than the average person does on a particular topic, then you already qualify as an expert. The real question isn't, how do I build up my expertise more? The real question is, how do I find a market or a subset of people that need my expertise, what I can deliver, my solutions? Okay. So we saw a lot of strange niches, the parrot training, the bonsai tree trimming training, the curling company, right? I have seen a lot of examples in previous episodes of, if you define the niche narrowly enough, you will find enough people out of the 7 billion in the world who are going to value the knowledge that you have, if you learn how to package it up, put it into the right format, and then build that business around it, which is the whole point of the, you know, the agency model that we're talking about here. So the undeniable truth is that with the right mentor, the right program, the right platform, along with a team and support, you can have an expert business up and running in 8 weeks that has the potential to get that revenue growth that we've been talking about. So let's pause for a few minutes and recap what we've learned in the previous couple of episodes. So if you recall, given what I showed you in secret number one, do you see that reaching seven figures can be done in a number of different ways? It can be done by finding 1,000 customers willing to pay you $1,000 for a product or service that you can deliver. It could be through a higher volume scenario, so lower cost product, higher volume. It could be done in more of what's called the high ticket scenario, where maybe you sell a $10,000, $20,000, or $30,000 solution to a smaller set of people. There are a lot of different ways that knowledge and expertise can be packaged up to build out those six, seven, and eight figure businesses. We also talked about how to get there. 1,000 people is only a tiny, tiny percentage of the world's population. So again, you don't have to think Coca-Cola or Pepsi or these giant brands that need tens or hundreds of millions of customers to be successful. You only need 1,000 or less customers to be successful in getting to that $1 million mark. In secret number two, we talked about how your specific expertise probably already qualifies you as an expert. Again, as we said a few minutes ago, if you can define and find the target market or the subset of the population that need your particular expertise. That's really the secret, is the matching of the knowledge you have with a submarket, a niche that actually needs that knowledge. And then finally, in secret number three, which we've talked about on this episode, we covered how to shortcut or skip that long and costly learning curve, how to jump right into building your expert business by finding the right mentoring, the right coaching, and the right done-for-you set of services. So if you're feeling a little bit overwhelmed or skeptical, that's perfect. Normal at this point. Usually people are in two categories when they get into this space. Either you're brand new and some of these concepts like an expert business and tools and platforms and selling information or courses online might be completely new to you. And you're probably thinking to yourself, yeah, I'm not sure if this will work for me, you know, and that's why we talked about these three secrets about the vehicle itself, the expert business model. So we showed a lot of examples of that, of people already successful there. Then people that are new usually think about, well, okay, maybe that model works, but maybe I'm not qualified to do it. And that's why we talked about the fact that, you know, your expertise, your skills already probably qualify you as an expert, and some ways to figure that out and to find your particular target market. And then once people get to that point, then they might think, well, yeah, I think the model can work. Maybe I do have the expertise to do it, but maybe I don't have enough money, or I don't know how to do all of the steps that are there. And that's why we said finding those done for you services, the right partner, can help get you past that point as well. So for the folks that are new, that is the progression that a lot of people go through. Now, for folks that have tried a few times, like myself, tried and failed, or just tried and things went sideways and they weren't able to be successful, you probably have some scars, much like I do, right? The sunk cost on courses that you bought that you either never implemented or that didn't work for you. When you look at your credit card statement, the 10 or 20 tools that you got enticed into buying for various reasons that you're not even using. So I've definitely been there. I've got the credit card statements and the losses on the P&L to identify with you and to be have the same shared experience as you. But that, again, is one of the reasons why we've created the new model that we've talked about and that we've mentioned here, with the agency model. So what I want to leave you with is a reminder that the structure and the system that we've talked about and that we're going to be covering in additional episodes of this show was born from lessons learned personally, lessons learned from peers, and then also 2 years of research and interviews with successful online entrepreneurs and expert business owners. And so what we have reverse engineered is a 9-step system for going from zero all the way up to your own functioning expert business in as little as 8 weeks. And on the next episode of the show, we're going to talk about exactly what those 9 steps are based on that proven model. Hey, thanks for joining me on the Build Your Expert Business show. Please be sure to subscribe, rate, and review this podcast. The key to building your own expert business is following a proven blueprint. After 2 years, $50,000 of research, and working with over 20 successful expert business owners, I've created what I believe to be the most valuable resource that I possibly could for you. The exact blueprint for how to build your own expert business. To learn more, head over to expertbusinessblueprint.com.